Trump, animal who shot National Guardsman near White House severely wounded. By Nick Gilbertson on November 26, 2025. President Donald Trump said that the animal who shot two National Guardsmen near the White House, leaving them critically wounded, is severely wounded. Trump took to Truth Social to update the nation on the status of the guardsmen and the gunman. The animal that shot the two National Guardsmen, with both being critically wounded, and now in two separate hospitals, is also severely wounded, but regardless, will pay a very steep price, he began. God bless our great National Guard, and all of our military and law enforcement. These are truly great people. I, as President of the United States, and everyone associated with the Office of the Presidency, am with you. He added. Governor Patrick Morrissey, RWV, wrote in a post on X a short time later that the guardsmen, who are both from West Virginia, succumbed to their injuries, but announced after his post that reports of their condition were conflicting. We are now receiving conflicting reports about the condition of our two Guard members and will provide additional updates once we receive more complete information, the governor wrote in his latest post. Our prayers are with these brave service members, their families, and the entire Guard community, he added. As Breitbart News's A.W.R. Hawkins noted, the Joint D.C. Task Force said the incident occurred in the vicinity of the White House. The White House and Treasury Department, which is adjacent to the East Wing, were both reportedly placed under lockdown. NTD News White House correspondent Mariotsu tweeted that she heard gunshots near the Farragut West Metro station, a few blocks north of the White House, while passing by in an Uber shortly before 2:15 p.m. Video from News Nation White House correspondent Kelly Meyer showed the 1,700 block of Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest cordoned off with yellow tape. This story is developing.